It was during The Wiz that he met Michael Jackson, and that led to their album Off the Wall, which sold 8 million copies. At the time, an astounding figure.
God has given him a special gift, and he's used it wonderful. He just has a great quality for excellence, for perfection, and anybody who's worked with him notices this. The way he'll make you do a thing until it's perfect.
Over and over again?
Yes.
Is he difficult to work with?
No, I like to be grinded a lot. No, he's not difficult at all. He's beautiful. We have a take. Then he'll say, well, can you give us one more?
You had a good one, but you can do better?
Yes. It's midnight.
People lurking in the dark. 2 years ago, Michael and Quincy collaborated once again. This time, the album was called Thriller. And this time, it won countless honors and sold 38 million albums, the biggest selling album in the history of the recording business.
He told me a story about one song on the album, Lady in My Life. He said to you, Michael, I want you to do something you've never done on record before. He said, I want you to beg.
It's an expression we use, you say, to beg, you know, which is really, it's a kind of a certain kind of a passion. It's a very, very sensual feel. Michael has an innate sensual feel inside, but he doesn't think of it as that. And this one, we were really saying, this should be, this is the one I think we should try for. I think this is the choice we should make.
And put this on the line.
Yes, right. And I said, just please, one time try it. He said, all right. And he's so shy, you know, he doesn't even like to think about something like that. And so he said to close the curtain, and so the people in the booth couldn't see him, and he'd take one shot at it. And he tore it up.
In 1974, you had two brain aneurysms.
Yes.
Very serious.
Yes.
Did you think that you would live through?